Okay, we are continuing in the Drush HaSara, the Drush HaShvi'i, and we are on page Resh Samach Dalet. So the Ran had told us that all mitzvos derabanan are really a daraisa, like the Shitas HaRambam. That's what the Ran holds, that all daraisas are really, all derabanans rather, are really daraisa from the Pasuk of Lo Sasser and other psukim. And he's continuing talking about that and the importance of derabanans. So the Ran says, "Lefikach amar lo Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Yishmael," and this is the explanation of the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, where Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yishmael, "Kesheshalu mifnei asur gvina shogayim." He asked him, "Why did Chazal asur gvina zakum?" It's actually that Isser is not as well known as you might think. There is an Isser out there of chalavakum. Everybody knows that milk by a non-Jew is forbidden in America. Rav Moshe famously had his heter of drinking chalav stam. But there's another Isser, not Chalav Stam, called Gvinas Akum. That's eating cheese made by a guy. And that you don't have Rav Moshe's Heter. So that everybody has to be makbid on Gvinas Akum. Anyway, there's this Isser of Gvinas Akum that a Jew has to make the cheese. Or at least watch that it was used with kosher milk. So there's an Isser of Gvinas Akum. So he asked him, why is there an Isser of Gvinas Akum? Why did Chazal forbid cheese made by a guy? And he didn't want to tell him the reason, for the reason that the Gemara explained, because it was a new gzera, and they didn't want to explain the reason for it when it was new. Anyway, for whatever reason, he didn't want to explain to him the reason why Chazal asked Kvina Sakum. So Amarlo Heachata Kari Kitovim Do Dech Biyayin. So he seemingly violently changed the subject, and Rabbi Yeshua said to him, "Hey, by the way, in Shir Hashirim, how do you read the pasuk Kitovim Do Dech Biyayin? The pasuk in Shir Hashirim." That says, it's in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, it says, Yishakinu Minashikos Piyo Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. So he says, how do you read that? Those words, Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin, that your love is greater than wine. Do you read it Dodecha, or Ki Tovim Dodayich? In other words, is it a male or female? Who's talking to who? Is Hashem talking to the Bnei Israel, in which case it would be female? Your love is greater than wine, or was Knesset Yisrael, was the Jewish people talking to Hashem, in which case it's male, ki tovim dodecha, you Hashem, your love is greater than wine. Who's talking to who? Amar lo dodayich. So he responded to him, dodayich. In other words, the Hashem is talking to the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore it's female, your love, your dodayich, your love of a female, in female. Amar lo, he responded to him, ein adavrikin. He said, no, it's not true. It's really Hashem talking to the Bnei Yisrael. Shari chaveru melamed alav. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. It's really the Bnei Yisrael talking to Hashem. Shari chaveru melamed alav, because the end of the next pasuk explains the reich shmenecha tovim. There, it's talking in male, so it's Bnei Yisrael talking to Hashem, and they're saying that Hashem, your love, male, ki tovim dodecha, your love is greater than wine. Vafal pi shamar b'mishnah. Even though it says in the Mishnah of Yisila Davar Acher that this was him trying to switch topics, Ritzonam Lomer, what they mean to say by this is Shelo Omer Lo Tam Yisr. He just meant he didn't want to explain to him the reason of the Yisr, but it's not a complete change of topics. Avah Manush Lo Yishalei, he just was trying to tell him that don't ask me this question. But Oslam Talam Ladavar, and he gave him a reason why he shouldn't ask him. Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin. Because your love is greater than wine. V'ramas amash amr b'gemara. And that was a hint to what the Gemara says. Amr k'nesis Yisrael, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Jewish people say to Hashem, arevim alai divrei dodim yoser mi'ena shel Torah. That the words of dodim, the words of Chazal, are greater than the wine of Torah. So he was hinting to him, and that pasuk is hinted the idea that the Chazal, the Isurim of Chazal, are greater than the wine of Torah. It means the Isuri Darabban are greater than Isuri Daraisa, and that's what he was trying to hint to him, that don't ask me so much about why Chazal asher things, I can't talk about it now, but you should know, things that Chazal say are more important than even Divrei Torah. Zu HaMemri Yischav Rapiusha Darash Chesavnu. How could that be? That's based on what he said this all up till now. Not what we're saying today, what we said last time, in the previous parshas of the previous paragraphs in the Ran. Shachreshika Asher Yaskim Bachama Magzira Achas, that when Chazal agreed to make something Gzira, Tiamiyad Kiilu Namra Lamoshim Piagvur, it's as if now it becomes a Doraisa. When Chazal says something and asks something, it becomes like a Doraisa. So now that would make it equal to a Doraisa. Emma Shiroshi Kamaskar Gadol, So now it becomes even greater than the Doraisa, because when Bnei Yisrael accept on themselves through Chazal, accept on themselves a mitzvah voluntarily, even though now the Chazal said it, it's not voluntary anymore, but since it's like it's voluntary, Chazal invented it. So when Bnei Yisrael accept on themselves a mitzvah, so then they get more schar for it than if Hashem had commanded them directly. Now the Ran saying, don't ask a question. I mean, I just told you that if someone voluntarily takes a mitzvah on themselves, that's greater than if they were commanded to do it. Don't ask me from what everybody was probably thinking. What Chazal say, Godol ha-mitzuvah ve'osa v'mishe'enu mitzuvah ve'osa, that someone who is commanded to do a mitzvah gets more schar than someone who is not commanded to do a mitzvah. Part of why we're so excited at a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah is because of that. They now get schar like a mitzvah v'osa. You're supposed to get more schar when you're commanded to than when you're doing it voluntarily. Remember, b'kedushin b'dam b'nesina, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us about b'dam b'nesina umash mish'enu mitzvah v'osa kach. Someone who's not commanded to do a mitzvah gets schar. Certainly someone who's commanded to do a mitzvah gets so much more schar. Okay, so you see that if you are commanded to do a mitzvah, you get more schar. So how could he have just said that you get more schar if you voluntarily take on a mitzvah? So the right answer is, I have three answers to that. Ha'achas, shemin ha'yedua, ki godol ha'tzar she'yagi'enu ba'avados enu yigdal scharinu. It's known, the more effort and toil and pain that's involved in doing a mitzvah, the more schar you get. From Taragir, Chazal tell us that the more pain involved in doing a mitzvah, the more schar you get, right? That's in Pirkei Avos. And it's known, because someone who doesn't have to do a mitzvah, his yetzahar is not working so hard. He doesn't really have to do it. So someone who doesn't have to do a mitzvah, he doesn't have as much fight against his yetzahar. He's not commanded to do it. Like someone's yetzahar fights when he is commanded to do something. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma. It says, Mirushalayim is talking about the guy who had to run the Egel, HaMishtaleach, the Seer HaMishtaleach, rather. He had to, the goat that they threw off the cliff, so he had to run it from the base HaMikdash off the cliff. So the Gemara tells us that Mirushalayim took from Yerushalayim to the place where he threw it off was Tishim Ris, it was 90 Ris. Shiva Mechza Lachal Mil V'Mil, there was 7.5 for each mil. V'Alkal Sukkah V'Sukkah Omrim Lo Hari Mazon V'Hari Mayim. And at each stopping point, they said, you know, if you need water and food, here's your water and food. And they would do this so that the guy wouldn't have to break his fast. No one ever needed to eat on their way to throw off the seir, la'azazel. No one ever had to eat. But if the guy would think, oh, I'm never going to make it, I don't have enough food, he would be hungry. So we had periodic stopping points where people would offer him food. Not that he ever needed the food, but just the ability that he could have food if he wanted to. His yitzhar is not so strong. Therefore, someone's yitzhar fights against them because they have a mitzvah. They must do this. And still they conquer it. So his yitzhar is greater than someone who does a mitzvah who doesn't have to. But you can just decide not to do it when they're in the mood to not do it. The point is, of the Ran, is that once Chazal made a mitzvah, it's not voluntary. So when we're talking about why he's saying mitzvot darabanan are greater because we voluntarily took them on, that is greater because not we voluntarily took them on, that's true, but it's when we come to do the mitzvah, it's no longer voluntary. So we have the same fight against the Yetzer, so as far as that goes, we should get at least the same schar, because now we have to do it. So even though we should get more schar for agreeing to take it on, but when we didn't have to, but now that we took it on, we have to do it, so we still have the same schar, as some first, like, because we have to fight the same Yetzer. So now we've become mitzvah v'osa in this drabanan, so therefore that's no taina to say we should get less schar because Chazal invented it. It's the same amount of schar as far as mitzvah v'osa goes. The taina hashenis, the second taina is sheish min mitzvos harbei dvekus minim v'minim imyuchad mehem. Many mitzvos have things that they need to be specifically applied to or connected to. Kigon, for example, mitzvos atzilus baretz. If you right, there's keeping trumas and maaseros, things like that. If you keep trumas and maaseros in Passaic, New Jersey, or whatever, you're not getting a mitzvah as a mitzvah va'osa. The mitzvah only applies in specific cases, and the idea of mitzvah va'osa, of the idea of an ena mitzvah va'osa, isn't just, you know, you can make up stuff on your own. Mitzvahs hatzilus baretz only work in any way, shape, or form in Israel. The mitzvahs, I mean, Chazal sometimes invented other places, but you can't take on mitzvahs however you like. So there are certain mitzvahs that only apply in certain areas. There's mitzvahs hatzilus baretz only apply in Israel. The mitzvahs in etzavah behena kohanim lo nestavino anachtemem. There are mitzvahs that apply to kohanim. If a person says, I'm going to be an ena mitzvah vosa and I will not marry a grusha, that's ridiculous. You don't get schar to say, I'm going to volunteer to be like the mitzvahs of a kohen. They don't apply to you. You don't get any benefit from them. If you take on to not marry a grusha or not marry alamana and be an mitzvah vosa like a kohen gadol, no such thing, right? Certain mitzvahs, you have to be a certain person or live in a certain place, or right? The mitzvah only applies to certain specific areas. Ulufikach, therefore, mi she'ena mitzvah vosa lo yigdal scharo, ki efshe she'en ratzon bo ubeminu achreish lo tzuva bo. So someone who does a mitzvah as ena mitzvah vosa, sometimes you're not really getting, you shouldn't really get a lot of schar for it, because it doesn't make any sense to you. It doesn't apply to you. You can't connect to that mitzvah. Even though the Torah's ways are all pleasant, they're all good things. There's certain mitzvahs that there may be a reason why that person or that place has mitzvahs and other places don't. And doing those mitzvahs in other places is silly. An example of this, a classic example of this, is a Jew who keeps Shabbos. He gets a tremendous amount of schar. A guy who keeps Shabbos, he should be killed. So the guy says, I want to be an Eina Mitzvah, I want to voluntarily keep Shabbos. No, it doesn't apply to you, a guy. It's negative for you if you keep Shabbos. Hashem knows and made the world with mitzvos being good for some, and sometimes they're not good for others. It has to apply to you. Can't always opt-in. Even though we don't assume most mitzvahs, if you don't have a mitzvah to do them, you get killed. We don't assume that unless we're told that. Because then it would come out that someone who doesn't have a mitzvah, is not a mitzvah and a mitzvah, should not do them. That would mean a woman couldn't sit in the sukkah, and that's not chas v'shalom true. Right? We only assume you can't be do a mitzvah if Chazal say that you're not allowed to do that mitzvah. Mikol makom, but still, nilma l'shar mitzvah, still we can learn to other mitzvahs, she'efshir, that it's possible, shelo t'shalim, kavonas ha-mitzvah, v'sodom, v'mishenu mitzvah b'akasher, t'shalim, v'mishenu tzivei Hashem Yisbarach. So beside the schar issue, it also could be that there's the reason why Chazal told us that ena mitzvah vosa is not as great as mitzvah vosa, it's possible because sometimes it doesn't make sense for you to be opting in, to be an ena mitzvah vosa. It won't help your neshama as much. Or at all. But again, same thing. Once Chazal institutes something, so anything, Hashem already set up the Torah, anything Chazal say, all of a sudden Hashem is interested in it, and then it does help you. Then it will have a great effect on us. So again, this is the same thing why he's saying why when Chazal institute a mitzvah, it's just as good as a mitzvah vosa, because number one, you have the same fight against your Yitzhara. Number two is it will help you as much as an Eina mitzvah vosa, because once Chazal invented it, now it becomes something that does positively affect your neshama. And the third thing is, she'ilu hayim magil Hashem yisbarach to'elas, ka'asher yasa adam min ha-mitzvos. If Hashem got something from our mitzvos, if when we did mitzvos, Hashem somehow, you know, needed it, or got something from it. So then, if someone was a mitzvah osa or an ena mitzvah osa, they should get the same amount of schar. Maybe even more. They're volunteering to give Hashem something. But since Hashem does not get anything from our mitzvos, nor is he hurt when we do averos, it's all for us. It comes out the whole point of all Torah mitzvos is all for us. Since that's true, gadol ha-mitzuvah ve'ose shezeh ratzah Hashem yisbarach l'zakoso v'zeh lo zikehu. Therefore, someone who's mitzuvah ve'ose is greater in that Hashem wanted to give them this schus, and the other person, Hashem didn't want to give them that schus for whatever reason. Aval divrei sofrim, but when Chazal says something, kfar zikinu v'Hashem yisbarach, shetzivar v'hem al derech haklal. So, but when Chazal invented, so then now we become that we are commanded to do it, and it helps. And it then helps us. Nimtzu shkalatayinus bribri eschar sheish the mitzvah v'oseh kulan hei b'divrei abaseinu zal. Comes out all the theories about why someone who's mitzvah v'oseh should be better than someone who's in a mitzvah v'oseh. Once Chazal make it, all the reasons apply to the reasons of Chazal. And since they're at least equal, because all the reasons why mitzvah v'oseh should be better apply by derabbanan, you have the same fight against your tzahara, you have that it helps your neshama, you have that Hashem wants you to do it, all these things apply, and therefore your tzahar should at least be equal to a divrei Torah, and since it's something that Klai Yisrael as a nation volunteered to do, we should get even more tzahar. Okay, that's the Rav's pshat in that. The Rav Rabbeinu Yonazal, but Rabbeinu Yonazal in Shari Tshuva, Nasan Tam Achab, he learned that Chazal differently. So this is now a quote of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Fishia Dua Shiras Hashem is Baruch Yisrael Mitzvos. It's known that fear of Hashem is the foundation of all mitzvos. Kamasha Amar V'Ata Yisrael Mal Hashem Lekach Hashem Mimachkim Liyurah. Because the pasuk says, what Hashem says to the Bnei Yisrael, what do I want from you? Only to fear me. So that's the main point of all mitzvos, to be in awe of Hashem. But Takana Sachacham Mevigidreim Yisod Hayira. And when Chazal invented Takana, that's a foundation for Yira. Ki yasu geder rechaka pentegia yada adam b'sir Torah. Because usually when Chazal says something, it's to keep you far away from Torah. So you see that'll help you on your path of Yiras Hashem, a fear of Hashem or awe of Hashem. When they set stuff up, that's on the way of Yira. It keeps you further away from what you shouldn't do. Ki bala sada she yasa geder l'sadeu. Because someone who owns a field and makes a fence for their field, the reason why you put up that fence is because you're very concerned that people shouldn't walk in it. That's what the pasuk says. Make a fence for my fences. Right? Asum mishmaras mishmarti. Make a fence for my fences. And most of what Chazal say to keep away from Isser Halozem Ikri Hamora. So that's all part of Yiras Hashem. The Amar Belihizar Yagiel Aschar Gadol. So therefore, someone has more Yira things that they do, they get more Schar. Kinin Shneamer, like the pasuk says, Gamav the Chum Nizhar Behem Bishamram Ekev Rav. Your servant was careful in them when he was very Bishamram Ekev Rav, when he was creative, careful even in small things. Valkain Amru. Therefore, Chazal say, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat in the words of Chazal being more beloved than the wine of Torah. Or this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, Alkein Amr, Arivim, Alay, Divrei, Dodim, Yerosim, Yeh, Nishal, Torah. Sweeter is to me the words of the Chazal more than the Torah. Why? Because when they make something, it's almost all about Yira. It's all about keeping you far away from Averos. And the mitzvah of Yira, since he proved that is the foundation for all mitzvahs, so mitzvahs to Rabban, which are all completely based on Yira, keeping you far, or most of them, keeping you far away from doing an Avera, so that's like, you know, it's like a mitzvah of Yira is included. And therefore, that's connected many other mitzvahs. Because that's the foundation of all mitzvahs. The bottom line is, anytime you do it, the Rabban, you're doing something very Yira-oriented. And since Rabbeinu Yonah said that Yira is the Yisod, the foundation of all mitzvahs, so doing a mitzvah that's highly Yira-oriented gets you more schar. So that's how he understands why Chazal's Yisurim are more beloved to Hashem than the wine of Torah. Okay. I think we're going to stop here because the next thing is going to continue on for a while, and we'll just continue next time.